Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
You change your mind.
Take a chance, 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 take a chance.
That's a good song. I don't care who you are. Take a Chance on Me by ABBA. Wrapping up Music of the World Month, day one. Tomorrow, Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yeah, Jamaica. Can't wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Bob will be back. I wonder how he'll receive Music of the World Month.
Well, he'll be mad that Canada wasn't first.
We're not going to start with Canada.
Why?
Because we wanted some eccentricity. Let's talk with CJ Moore from The Athletic. He wrote a piece on Greg Marshall that was published today. CJ, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. So I guess the big information that came out of your story was that Greg Marshall turned down a significant pay raise from Arkansas to go coach in the SEC. He remains at Wichita State, obviously. What do you think went into that decision, and were you surprised when he offered up that information?
I kind of heard some rumbling, so I just kind of went to him with it when I went down last week and asked him about it. And he was pretty, Greg's usually been pretty open, I think, about talking about those sorts of things for the most part. And I think there were a couple of different factors. I think one, like he says in the piece, if you go to a new job, you're usually in the rebuilding phase, and he doesn't really want to have to do that again because he went through that last spring and it was pretty stressful, and he really likes his team. I think he really likes the situation he's in. He's comfortable in Wichita. He's comfortable with the people. He knows he can win there. I think there's a part of a lot of these coaches that want to say, hey, how could I do in a Power Five league like the SEC? And he might have that to an effect, but I think as he's aged, he's kind of seen that, that's not what necessarily defines you. And he's been able to win at a really, really high level at Wichita State. So, I think there might be a couple handful of jobs that would maybe intrigue him down the road, but, I think it's a very small number, and I think he's definitely okay with the possibility of finishing his career in Wichita if that's how it ends up happening.
Well, obviously he's got to be comfortable here, and with you talking to him and that sort of thing, what is it about Wichita that makes him want to stay? Because we hear year after year he has a chance to go here, or somebody who's trying to get him to go there and that sort of thing, but he sticks around here. Do you get anything from him that you could maybe definitively tell us that this is why he stays?
Well, I think that they have done everything for him to make Wichita be like a Power Five job in terms of what he makes. He's up there, making $3.5 million plus, the incentives that a lot of these coaches have. He's making $3.5 plus per year, which is, puts him pretty high in terms of, what coach competitive salary for what other coaches are making nationwide. And then the other thing, he has good facilities, Coke Arena is a really nice arena. And then, I think the big thing is the people, the fan support. I think the most important thing to me, one of the most important things about having success in college athletics, college basketball, is fan support and interest around the program. I think that goes so far. And, it's terrific. And as you guys know, it's terrific in Wichita. And so he has that. I think he likes the people that he has become friends with around town. I talk about in the story that he went and played golf this weekend in Scottsdale. If you go to a new place, you maybe don't have that comfort level and that familiarity with everyone. So I think it's a multiple factors that have really gone into making Wichita it's a destination job in that way.
CJ Moore, our guest, he covers college basketball for The Athletic. Something else you wrote was regarding Marshall. I think he said 17 of 21 years or something like that, that he'd had an opportunity 16, to go.
21, I think, yeah.
Yeah, that he'd had an opportunity to go elsewhere, but last offseason he was not pursued by any other school. So did you get the feeling that he would have been more open to leaving last offseason when Wichita State was really in that rebuilding mode too?
I think if there was ever a time when he would have really, really considered it, which he, as he says in the piece, like he's kind of taken a never say never approach to it. But I think after everything that kind of went down last spring, like he might have been like, well, if there's ever a time to leave, maybe this is it. But like I said, I think he can be very picky in terms of what jobs he would even look at. And, you know, Arkansas is a really, really good job. So, he was willing to at least hear him out, and at least give that some thought. But I think it's a small number of jobs that would open up. And I don't think any of those jobs were open last year. And it was one year where he said nobody contacted him. So he didn't even have to give that a thought. He was just focused on getting a rebuild at Wichita.
Well, and obviously with the fact that he had to rebuild here last year, and so he's got these guys for a few years, would you think that possibly now that he's probably not going to go, that he has all these young kids in and he's happy with where he's at?
Yeah, I think he's in, Wichita State's is in a very good situation to keep him for a long time. And, you can probably think of the schools that he would even consider, and it's like I said, I think it's a small list. I don't think he would consider just any Power Five job. Obviously, it's going to take a significant amount of money to even get him, to get in the conversation, and then for him, I think it matters about the history of the school, the fan support, and all those things, because he has, like I said, he has great fan support, and now a pretty good history at Wichita State. And there's not a lot of places that could maybe top what he already has.
CJ, we appreciate it. We appreciate the work you did on the story on Greg Marshall. We'll continue to read your stuff at The Athletic, and we'll catch up with you again down the road.
I appreciate you guys spreading the word. Thank you.
Thank you. CJ Moore from The Athletic wrote a nice little piece on Greg Marshall.
Yeah.
Covers a lot of Wichita State and KU and other, area stuff for The Athletic. We don't get a voice as much in Wichita and The Athletic. They're a nationwide, every big city, but it's nice when Wichita is represented on a site like that.
No, of course it is. And, obviously doing a piece on Coach Marshall is, he's basically put Wichita on the map when it comes to college basketball, and he's the guy that people are interested in. What has he got to say? What's he thinking of? What's he going to do? Obviously, he's going to get offers from other teams all the time. It's the way it works. And he's been here for as long as he has, and like we talked about a little bit earlier, the fact that he had to go through the recruiting process and he's got these kids now, it'd be hard to see him leaving in the next couple years, but like he said, never say never.
There you go. Indians and Marlins locked in a scoreless tie.
Yeah, oh boy.
No hits in that game through.
Wow, yeah, 22nd game of the year. Yeah, fill us in on what's going on there, Jeff.
Well, we got Houston coming up this weekend. Of course, the Astros, pretty intimidated, not even sending Justin Verlander to the mound in that series.
That's because it's not his rotation time.
They have off days. I'm sure they can make it work. He's scared to pitch against Cleveland.
Oh, Jeff.
And he always has been.
Come on. Enough.
We light him up pretty well.
Oh.
Wichita State baseball tonight out at X Stadium hosting Oklahoma in a pretty important midweek tilt for the Shocks.
Midweek tilt. Chilly night for it.
Yeah. We're going out for some League 42 action this evening as well. The Panthers play.
I got to, speaking of that, Bob's out there right now. I got to give him the schedule for soccer because he's got to come out this weekend to one of the games.
Well, I'd like to come.
A couple of the dads actually on the team were letting me know that they've helped out with a lot of League 42 stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
So they would like to see him out there at 11 or 3 o'clock Saturday.
11 or 3?
11 or 3.
So where
you, can you. Down at the SCSA, down there on South Meridian.
Well, I'll have to check that out.
Can you make sure that you let them know tomorrow for me? I bet you that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Why can't I just go?
I'd love for you to both come. That'd be fantastic.
What if only I came?
That'd still be great. That'd be great, Jeff. Love to see you there.
Will you come maybe to one of Aaron's softball games?
Sure.
I think you should.
Well, yeah. You come to one of our soccer games, and I'll go to one of Aaron's softball games. I'm in for that.
Saturday.
Saturday at 11 and 3. I'll text you tomorrow to make sure.
I might be able to make that work because we got a game at 4 on Saturday.
Where?
McAdams.
Oh, yeah.
The Panthers do. Monday, we have a softball game.
I see.
We'll come back and wrap this up. Is it time, Tommy? Yes. We good? Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.